Is there anything wrong with being a loner? What about a recluse? I'll take loner first. I don't see that you can say per se that being a loner is wrong. The question is, why is the person a loner? Having other people whom you admire, having friends, is a big value. It's not the top value in life, but it's a significant value. A loner, does that mean you just haven't found any friends yet? Then you're not a loner, you're a looker. But if you're a loner in the sense that you don't want friends, you've given up looking for them, why would you do that? Why would you give up the possibility of finding people? It would be like a book, a person who never reads a book. Why? Because the books he's found so far are no good. Well, does that mean, you know, you should give up all books or all print? Now, if you have some reason, the books are only, you know, written by Nazis, it's from an old German library, or they cost a fortune or whatever, that's a different thing. But if it's just, I've read bad books, I know there are good books, but I don't know where, why not try to find them? Now, of course, that is going to take time. It's going to take effort. And, I mean, you have to really decide that it's worth it to you. But if your only reason for saying it's not worth it is because it's time and effort, and maybe add in, very unlikely, then you have to know in your hierarchy, what is it more important to spend the time and effort on? If you say, like, for instance, I'm working on Project X, and it's really 22 hours a day forever, and anybody around would interfere, well, that's one thing. But if you say, my last two friends turned communist after we seemed to be so close, I've been burned and I want to stay away, that's not good. Because you're giving up the possibility of a value to an error you made, but which is, can be counteracted. You have to distinguish between judging specific people and drawing a conclusion, therefore, about mankind as such. There can be a lot of people that are no good. That does not entail being a loner. So I would go back to, again, loner is okay if you have the time in your hierarchy of values. And the only thing you have against it is the difficulty of finding it. It is difficult. I understand that, but I wouldn't want to give it up just on that ground. Now, you ask about a recluse. And according to the dictionary, a recluse, we're quoting that, a person who lives in seclusion or apart from society, often for religious meditation. So in other words, a loner gives up people as personal relations. A recluse gives up the whole world. A loner will can go to movies, they can go to restaurants, take part in the world, vote, etc., etc. It's just that he does it alone. He doesn't have friends. A recluse is more like a monk who gives up the world, gives up all human contact, whether friendly or more or less than that, usually, almost always, in order to devote himself to another world. So that's a much more extreme position than a loner.